Sabe uma coisa, professor? Eu vou escutar uma coisa. The Brown Cameroon chapter president, the Ahmed Cameroon chapter president, the executive director of CREED, the executive secretary of OCR, the representative of the Ministry of Health, distinguished guests. On behalf of the PAMCA executive director, PAMCA board of members, and the entire PAMCA secretarial team, I'm pleased to deliver this keynote during the PAMCA Cameroon chapter scientific conference. The conference theme, community engagement for the elimination of vector-borne diseases, use of One Health approach and new technologies, underscores the importance of a collaborative and innovative approach to tackling this global health challenge. Malaria, the most prevalent vector-borne disease, continues to be a major public health burden, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. It is estimated that over 200 million cases occur annually, resulting in hundreds of thousands of deaths, primarily among children under 5. Other vector-borne diseases, such as dengue, Zika, and yellow fever are also significant concerns causing morbidity and mortality in various regions. Despite these challenges, significant progress has been made in recent years, particularly in the fight against malaria. The distribution of insecticide treated nets, the use of anti-malaria drugs, and improved access to healthcare have contributed to a decline in malaria cases and deaths. However, the battle against vector-borne disease is far from over. The emergence of new threats such as dengue and Zika, and the increasing resistance of mosquitoes to traditional control methods highlight the urgent need for innovative solutions. At PAMCA, we believe that a successful strategy for eliminating vector-borne diseases must involve a multifaceted approach that incorporates community engagement, One Health principles, and the latest technological advancements. By working together, we can leverage the expertise of researchers, public health professionals, community leaders, and technology innovators to develop and implement effective interventions. We are committed to empowering local communities, particularly women and children, and other vulnerable groups, to play a central role in the fight against vector-borne diseases. By involving community members in decision-making and implementation processes, we can ensure that interventions are relevant, sustainable, and culturally appropriate. Additionally, we are dedicated to promoting gender equality and ensuring that women and girls have equal access to healthcare and participate fully in decision-making processes related to vector-borne diseases. By addressing gender-related inequalities, we can improve health outcomes for all and create a more equitable society. At PAMCA, we are committed to building the best platform for advancing expert knowledge exchange and support for malaria endemic countries in Africa. We urge all PAMCA members, vector control experts, civil societies, NGOs, and the private sector to reflect on how we may work beyond our silos to make optimal decisions geared toward vector-borne disease elimination. Through our PAMCA network, we will continue to share good practices and innovations that promote the continuation of much-needed vector control initiatives across our regional centers of excellence, chapters, and collaborators in Africa. As we look ahead, PAMCA is dedicated to fostering collaboration sharing knowledge and supporting innovative research to accelerate progress towards the elimination of vector-borne diseases in the continent. The PAMPA Executive Director wishes to take this opportunity to thank all of you for your concerted efforts throughout the year towards helping PAMPA realize its overarching vision of an Africa free of vector-borne diseases. The success of PAMPA's initiatives is built on the efforts of our chapters, staff, members of the organization, donors, sponsors, and partners. I'm anticipating with great interest the discussion of the critical issue that affects millions of people worldwide, the elimination of vector-borne disease. In the next 2 days, I hope that the discussions from this conference will play a greater role towards community engagement for the elimination of vector-borne disease. Together, we can build a healthier and more equitable world for generations to come. Thank you.